Outside, people were bustling about in late 19th century New York City, attending to business or personal affairs. Pedestrians carefully dodged horses and carriages as they crossed Fifth Avenue. Others strolled casually down the sidewalk to their individual destinations. Yet among the traffic which passed the palatial home of a life insurance executive, few heard, and none realized the importance of the work which the Lord was doing that afternoon. A joyful melody broke out of the large, beautiful home. It flowed through the doors and windows of the mansion, and to those who cared to take notice, it provided a pleasant and uplifting ministry. The music of grand pipe organs was not often heard in a residential neighborhood. Pipe organs were generally too expensive to have installed in a house. Thus, they were usually found only in large churches and music halls. Home musicians had to rest content with one of the smaller pump organs of the day. However, the Lord had especially blessed the family who occupied this house. The New York businessman purchased the organ for his wife, whose talents, he believed, warranted more than the lower quality pump organ. It was this skilled organist who was developing the fresh, new tune which cheerfully blew out of the varied hollow pipes. When the melody was finished, the composer decided to offer the music to a friend who wrote hymn lyrics. The two women had worked together on hymns in the past, but this was